Welcome to episode 28 of Motivated AF with Katie Forbis. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Katie Forbis. And on this episode, it is time for another Motivated AF Mondays where we are going to get motivated as fuck on this Monday. This one is a shorter one that I did. I've got some things going on. I did a little bit of a shorter one this week, but I do think it's full of a lot of good things. It's about getting out of your comfort zone. So I hope you enjoy this and let me know after you listen to this what you're going to do that's out of your comfort zone. I'ma get up today. I don't know how, but I'ma find a way. Looking for the sun in a world of gray. Feeling like my dream is a world away. I'ma get up today. I don't know how, but I'ma find a way. Searching for the sun in a world of gray. Feeling like my dream is a world away. What it feel like. If you're going to doubt something, doubt your limits. Mel Robbins. Limitations exist. But I would venture to say that more often than not, we put way more limitations on our lives than necessary because of the limits we put on our goals and dreams. When it comes to dreams, that's the time to try and think with no limitations. Or if that's too pie in the motherfucking sky for you, I'm sure you could at least practice putting fewer limitations on your dreams than you do now. It's a creative thinking process. So immediately telling yourself what you can't do is not the greatest way to go about it. I want to ask you a simple question today, but I know your answer will probably be far from simple. My question to you on this Monday is, what do you want? If you don't know what you want, you can't live in a way that gets you closer to it. Hell, do you even know what you want for this week? What are your expectations for yourself this week? Are they realistic? Are they too realistic? When is the last time you pushed yourself out of your comfort zone? I mean, for real. We all talk about getting outside of our comfort zones, but as far as getting out of our comfort zones as a daily practice, few of us really want to do it or follow through with it. That's because we like the thought of it, but when an opportunity arises to actually step outside of our comfort zone, we seem to always have a reason, excuse, for why we can't do it this week. Too much going on to get out of the comfort zone. We say, it's not a great time to get out of my comfort zone. There's too much going on. When you do something outside of your comfort zone, part of the point is it's usually not a, quote, great time. Because you know, timing is actually part of that discomfort. I'm not saying to overwhelm yourself. I'm just asking, when was the last time you made yourself do something you know you need to do that you weren't forced to do? For example, getting up and going to work doesn't really count because if you don't want to get fired, you kind of have to, right? But what is something that nobody forces you to do and you get out of, but you know you need to go through with it? Maybe it's some sort of appointment. Maybe it's a concert that you want to go to, but there's no one to go with, so you're thinking of backing out. Maybe it's eating healthy this week, even though every part of you wants to eat your way into a diabetic coma. Whatever the thing is, it's something that makes you feel uncomfortable. It even gives you a little anxiety just even thinking about committing to it. I want you to do something this week that makes you feel like that. So here is the challenge. I want you to do something this week that makes you feel like that. Something you know you need to do or that you've wanted to do, but you always back out or you've always made up a reason why you couldn't. I want you to do one thing like that this week. This week, for instance, I'm going to New York for a conference. And there's a networking portion of the event. And even though I'm excited about the conference as a whole, I'm kind of dreading the networking part. Because that's the part that's out of my comfort zone. Talking to people I don't know. Feeling like I've got to sell myself or impress people while also not talking too much about myself or sounding like an asshole. See? Just talking to you about it kind of makes me antsy. But you know what? I'm going to do it. Because I've seen my confidence grow when I forced myself to step out of my comfort zone. It really doesn't matter if I feel like I succeeded or failed. The confidence came from making myself do it, even though I didn't, quote, have to do it. I hate to be the one to tell you this, But if you want to get to that next level, you are going to have to tell your comfort zone to fuck all the way off. If you aren't willing to feel uncomfortable, you can forget whatever your next goal is. Because I already know if it was easy for you, you would have already done it, right? So are you ready to tell your comfort zone to fuck off this week? What are you going to do that makes you uncomfortable, that takes you out of your comfort zone? Hit me up on social or email me, podcast@katieforbis.com. Let me know what you're going to do this week. And don't forget to use my favorite trick, the 5-second rule. If by chance you haven't heard me talk about this, it is a simple rule for getting things done. Mel Robbins wrote a book about it that changed my life and that I highly recommend. But the 5-second rule should be used anytime you don't want to do something, but you know that you should or that you've always wanted to do it, etc. You just count backwards from 5. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then you do it. No more waiting, no more hesitating. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You do it. You might have seen on my Instagram story last week that I did that with working out. I really didn't want to work out, but I counted down from 5 and I just fucking did it. Did I enjoy it? Hell no. Was I glad I did it once it was actually over? Hell yes. So I want you to write down at least one way you are going to step out of your comfort zone this week. It doesn't have to be some massive life change. It can be something small, but something you've been avoiding or haven't gotten around to or you've made excuses about. Write it down and commit to doing it. And when the inevitable happens and you want to back out, because you will, you're going to want to back out, you count 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and guess what you do? That is right, you fucking do it anyway. I hope your zone is comfort-free most days this week, and maybe that sounds mean, but I know that it will mean a more productive week for you. Happy Monday. Go out there and be motivated as fuck, and even when you're not, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, just fucking do it. Get out of that comfort zone. Thanks so much for listening to this short little episode that I did this week. As I said, go ahead and email me if you want to, or message me on social and say, hey, this is what I'm doing that's outside of my comfort zone this week. If you need a little accountability or you need to tell somebody so that you make sure you do it, you can tell me and I will ask you if you did it. So if you need some help like that, email me and let me know what you're going to do out of your comfort zone. As always, if you'd like to email me for any reason, you can do so by emailing podcast, P-O-D-C-A-S-T, at katieforbis.com. That's podcast@katieforbis.com. I'd love for you to follow the podcast Instagram. That is Motivated AF with KF. Once again, it is Motivated AF with KF. My social media pages are Katie Forbis on Instagram, at Katie Forbis on Twitter. And you can always go to my website, katieforbis.com, check out some more info about me there. Or you can click on the Contact Katie page and send me a question or a message there, and I will receive that as well. Thanks so much for listening, guys. Have a great week. I don't know how, but I'ma find a way. Searching for the sun in a world of gray. Feeling like my dream is a world away. What it feel like? I used to wonder what it feel like. Yeah. Used to wonder what it, I used to wonder what it feel like. But now I know.